The state of Alabama is trying to come out from under a contempt of court order for illegally using county jails to house state inmates. It's part of an ongoing legal battle over chronic prison overcrowding in Alabama. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Alabama is on a mission to uncover every possible inch of space that can house an inmate. The state has been racing against the clock to find room for 1,000 prisoners a Montgomery judge ordered transferred from county jails. Ted Hosp is the legal advisor to Alabama Governor Don Siegelman.
We have renovated a building at one of the state's institutions that provided about 200 beds. We are in the process of installing portable classrooms at an institution that will provide about 120 beds.
Another 300 beds were squeezed into existing prisons. Some nonviolent inmates have been moved into community work programs, and the state parole board is meeting an extra day each week to consider early releases. The state is close, less than 300 prisoners, to the goal set by Judge William Shashi, who held the corrections commissioner in contempt of court for leaving state prisoners too long in county jails. The judge said if the state doesn't meet the Monday deadline, it will face a fine of $26 a day for each prisoner who is overdue for transfer. Hosp says the state is already in a budget crisis and can't afford to pay the fine and create more prison bed space. But counties say they shouldn't have to shoulder the state's burden. Buddy Sharpless is executive director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama, the group sued to force the state to take its inmates.
Sheriffs and jail administrators and county commissions are extremely frustrated. They are still continuing to get lawsuits from state inmates.
They're being sued for unconstitutional conditions. In some packed county jails, inmates have been forced to sleep on the floor or on mattresses placed beneath toilets. In one case, a federal judge compared the Morgan County Jail to the holds of a slave ship. Sharpless says even if the state meets the judge's order next week, he doesn't think the crowding problem will go away because more people are being sentenced to state prison each week.
In recent history, we are taking more people into the prison system than we're letting out. So what that means is the numbers are going to rise again. You can only get so many sardines in a sardine can.
Prisoners' advocates say the same crowding issues that have plagued the counties are likely to turn up in the state prisons now. Tamara Serwer is an attorney with the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Even if they can do it by squeezing people into every nook and cranny in every state facility, they've created dangerous conditions in the prison and haven't created a long-term solution to the problem.
Serwer says Alabama has a long history of shuffling the crowding problem from state to county and back again. She says the only way to avoid that cycle is to rethink strict sentencing laws. But there's little political will for that in a state where being tough on crime pays off at the ballot box. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.